used to.
You are on the record.
Yeah. Justin and I used to confirm that we were off the air on back when we were doing NSFW. Yes.
Oh, I remember.
There was a special code word yep. that we had to say.
We're recording now.
I know. And then, there was a time that it's like, say it, prove it. And it turns out that we were transmitting on two different broadcast networks at
two.
The time. And, one of them was turned off, but the other was not.
Uh-huh. Oops. Oh, so you weren't transmitting on both at the same
time. Oh, no, but one of them definitely heard.
Yeah.
the unspeakable code word.
I won't speak it anyway, just because there's always an open mic somewhere.
I mean, that's one of those things where it's like, would it be too heady for me to propose that it's like, humans want God so bad that we invented it one. Like, we wanted to believe in a Santa Claus that was watching us and knows when we were naughty, knows when we're being good or bad, whether we're awake or asleep. And so whether or not we have one, we made sure that there was one in the form of ever-present cameras and cancellation.
Wait, you lost me there. We want constant recording?
No.
Because we want someone to be knowing if we're naughty or nice. Not for us, but always for the other person. So if, we
whether
turned...
Whether you believe in God or not.
Or for those who get put off by that, let's just say Santa Claus.
Santa Claus, right. Whether you believe in Santa Claus or not. It looks an awful lot like humans want to believe in Santa Claus so much
that they created
him. They created that's what
Santa Claus's surveillance network.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Santa Claus is in violation of the GDPR. I'm just saying. what should the next spoiler in time be?
First of all, cordkillers@gmail.com. Now's by the way, here's the other beauty of this format. Is that we get to go through 12, there are seasons and seasons of shows that you and I, all you Babylon 5 people, now's your chance. All of you Star Trek.
We're not going to watch the whole thing, but we could finally go okay, we don't have time to watch the whole thing, but we can do the
first, last, best, and worst. We can do that. Star Trek, the animated series.
Which I have watched all of, by the way, but sure. Yeah. I can do that.
It's been a hominid for me. I mean, look, at this point, I'll watch.
I Love Lucy.
Yeah.
I mean, some things that I'm like, that wouldn't be that fun. Suddenly become fun.
Game shows. Can we do a game show run?
Oh, interesting. Do we have good enough ratings on that to know what the worst is?
I have no idea.
Yeah. But if we do, why not?
At some point, the ratings are a random noise generator.
Oh my gosh. You know what would be fascinating? I don't know if I even want to do it, but just to find out would be Gunsmoke.
You know what?
Is there a first best? Well, there's first and last, but is there a best and worst of Gunsmoke?
Okay. All right. Counter proposal. What if we did Star Trek, Knight Rider, Dukes of Hazzard, the A-Team, and the Incredible Hulk? And also, what I'm doing is I'm doing a bit where I'm conveying how excited I am about the fact that I get to revisit all of my childhood.
What should we do next? Because next week is our final West Wing, and we're going to have to announce the next watch for people.
Okay, what is you know what? A little part of me is sad because you know what? I'm not sad. I'm happy that my one coupon that I got to spend with Tom Merritt was on the Shield. I'm really glad I got to force you to watch all of the Shield.
Okay.
I'm sad that I don't have any more coupons now, but I'm happy that both of us will watch a bunch of other things. What about like Mr. Show? We could do comedy.
Ooh, shows. Mr. Show's a good one.
But we, yeah, we could do Mr. Or we could do Monty Python followed by,
yeah,
Mr. Show. Or,
yeah,
or followed by Kids in the Hall, followed by...
What's a logical follow-up to The West Wing? Okay, The West Wing, the premise was, this is the modern miracle, ideal political show from television. Everyone praises it. Let's just see it. Let's just sample it. So...
What was the one that had, what's her name, blonde girl from... Taxi Driver, where they were covering the news angle of things. It was a newsy show.
Newsroom?
I can find it.
Talk radio?
No. Although that would also
Sports fall Night?
Oh my God. Talk radio would be great.
Saying, like, okay, if the description of West Wing was like one of the greatest shows of all time, A Modern Miracle, we need to find something that was super successful, but everybody thinks was awful.
Well, the Cybill Shepherd.
Moonlighting.
No. Sorry. I'm thinking of Cybill Shepherd on
Taxi Driver.
No, please don't let me be wrong about this. Movies and shows.
Murphy Brown.
That's the one. So that to me feels like the closest to the West Wing, because it's identical to the same beat as West Wing, only it's from the outside looking in, right, instead of the inside. Like, and they would do the thing where it's like George.
George also, that's
H.W. Bush. Just
Candace Bergen. It's Candace Bergen.
So wrong. Why did that show up? Why did Cybill Shepherd cause us both to think of the right show?
Because Candace Bergen, there's something Cybill Shepherd like about Candace Bergen.
Is it the fact that we're misogynists and they both have blonde hair?
I guess. No, I feel like there is something similar. Also, Cybill, Candace?
Yeah, okay.
I don't
Candace
know.
Candace Bergen, yeah. You know what? I think, yeah.
Murphy Brown's a good one, though. That is like a pillar of television history.
Yeah. Wasn't there also kind of like a controversial one that actually made real news headlines with... Vice President, what was his name?
Murphy Brown. Yeah, Murphy Quayle just like dissed on Murphy Brown
because of like that was the beginning of the family values thing.
Yeah. Quayle argued that the character fostered lax family values by mocking the importance of fathers and bearing a child alone, because she was a single mother.
Oh, that's right. How dare she?
How dare she?
Oh, this. You know what else we could do on top of this is I just now saw Mary Steenburgen, which made me think of the fact that what's his name from Good Place and Cheers,
Ted Danson.
We can do mini series as well. Like, did you ever see him in Gulliver's Travels?
No.
Oh my God. It's great. It's great. There's this amazing moment where, I think it's in the last of the four episodes of Gulliver's Travels, where, he encounters a land where horses reign supreme and they talk, and he's like, yes, these monkey beings, they kill each other over these silly rocks. And he looks down and he picks some up and he has a fistful of diamonds. And the horse people are like, why do they do that? Is there value? And he looks at them and he's like, he's so entranced by the horses. He's like, no, they're worthless. And he just throws them into the sea. Oh my God. Doing miniseries. That would be a trip too. I would love to do that.
Yeah, we could. I mean, as long as they're significantly more than four episodes, or else we're just watching the miniseries.
Right. I mean, that's fine too. As long as we're not committed to more than a month to any one thing, you know,
I don't know if I love the idea of it being first, best, worst, last. Whereas if you're just watching a miniseries, it's not first, best, worst, last anymore. It's just four episodes. Unless you watch them out of order, I guess.
Okay. All right. Look.
Ooh, here's a question. What do we do if the best or worst episode is also the last episode?
Then it's just three.
We just do three?
Yeah.
We don't do we don't do a second worst or second best or
No. Yeah, we just do three. Also, you got me, Tom. My secret mission was to quietly cause us to watch both V and V the Final Battle from 1982.
I loved V.
I mean, right?
Yeah.
I revisited it during COVID, and it's like they do this amazing job. You know, anybody who knows anything about history, it's very obviously an allegory for World War II and the rise of the Hitler Youth and all that stuff. But they also tie it into guerrilla warfare. Like the opening scene is a Sandinista standing bravely while a helicopter shoots at her, and she just, you know, fires a revolver at this helicopter coming at her. And then the end of the second episode is that with lasers, you know. It's great.
Yeah, no, it's good stuff. I don't know what to do next. I think Murphy Brown's a good one, though. I actually like Murphy Brown.
We could eventually get to like Saturday Night Live.
It's an embarrassment of riches is the problem.
Oh, yeah.
Because we're walking through the candy store. We're like, pick one candy. And we're like, but there's 17,000 candies I want.
That's great. And the good news is now we can have more of them because this format limits us to only having one per month. And that's going to be awesome.
Yeah. No, I like that too. I'm going to make you watch a K-drama at some point.
Yes. Well, I mean, you already did.
No, but just one, just four episodes this time.
No, that's going to be great. All right. cordkillers@gmail.com. Hit us up.
Yep.
My beauties.
Let us know. Thanks everybody for supporting us. Patreon.com/cordkillers. We'll talk to you soon. Bye.